Hi guys, Lynn's here, excited for this episode of the podcast. Hey, wanted to let you know that we've got our Inner Critic Workshop, which helps you renew your mind in a very practical way, on the website for only $27. So bebop on over there for this Thanksgiving week and grab that. Do yourself a favor, and I will put the link in the show notes. Love you always. Welcome to the show. So I would love your feedback on this. Okay, so I talk about the inner critic because that's the subtitle of my book, How God Renews Relationships by Crushing Your Inner Critic. Now, the relationships I'm talking about in my book are the relationships with God and yourself, with you and God, that relationship, like that father-daughter relationship, that father-son relationship, like the Bible says that God is our dad. He's our Abba Father. So there should be a relationship there between you and the Father. And if there's not, there's probably some what I call ouchies that you might need to work through, which is fine. We're all on this growth and development path with the Lord, right? So no shame there. We're all growing and learning as we go through life with God, because he is the kindest, as Graham Cook says, the kindest quote-unquote man I've ever met. It's true. He is very much so. And with that said, I have always felt led to talk about the inner critic, because that is what I call the combination of the enemy's lies in your head and then how sometimes that will like collaborate with your own pain. And those two in conjunction can be fierce. And I call that the inner critic. It's just like an umbrella term for when those two little critters come together and try to sabotage your life, to be honest with you. Now, on the other side, there is just this issue that I find that people have that also sabotages their life, and it's self-hatred. Now, self-hatred can be, it can be a result of the inner critic, right? But I was talking to a friend recently, and she said, Lindsay, when you talk about self-hatred, it feels very like poignant, like, wow, I know what that means. When you talk about the inner critic, it kind of floats over my head. So I want to ask you, my podcast listeners, what do you think? I would love your feedback on this. Love, 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 love. So I'm going to give you my email here on my little podcast. And I want you to email me. If you're listening to this podcast, I want your feedback because I really want to know, right? I don't want to just like create content in a vacuum over here. So I want you to tell me. I'm doing a little market research with you, my precious podcast guests. I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me, when I say the inner critic, do you like hearing about that? Or do you like hearing more like a direct correlation of like self-hatred? Like which one resonates with you more? Which one makes you curious? Which one makes you want to kind of dig into maybe how that's affecting your life? I want to know. I'm just curious. I don't like to do things in a vacuum. So that's what the podcast is about today. Very simple, not going to be very long today, actually. But one encouragement I want to give to us all is it is Thanksgiving week. And it's a reminder. I mean, of course, Thanksgiving has all kinds of, you know, history. But I think at its core, for me personally, it is about like being thankful, right? It is about being thankful for the blessings I do have, for the things I do have in my life. And a couple months ago, things started to go very wrong. And I just felt like there was just so, honestly, a lot of attack. And then just a lot of a, like, that can kind of bring emotional upheaval. And then, like, just circumstantial things that were, like, not going well. So all that combined was just causing for some unfun, unpleasant things in my life. And I really felt the Lord encourage me to be thankful. Like, Linz, let's look at what you do have. Let's like focus on the good in your life and not what's going wrong. There are real things going wrong in your life. And I feel like God is like, I don't want you to ignore that. That's, you know, not always wise. Sometimes it is actually wise to ignore things, you know, the weapon of ignore when it comes to the enemy. But it's okay to be real and be like, there are these things happening. They're painful. They are hard, right? But then at the same time, like, if you can focus more on being thankful for the blessings you do have, the good things you do have in your life, it will really help shift things. I keep using the word things, which is not the best, but it will help shift things in your life. And that's what I started to do. I'm like, great. I am going to focus on finding something in every day that I'm thankful for. And it's actually easier than I, you know, was thinking it would be, but it's a little bit of a practice, and I think it's a good one. So you might find me on Instagram doing kind of a daily thankfulness, possibly for the next 365 days, because my goal is to keep my head out of the toilet, okay? Do you know what I mean when I say that? Meaning, like, there is this self-pity, this victim mentality that we can slide into, right? Because there are things in our lives that resonate with that, you know, no one's life is perfect. So if we focus on the non-perfect things in our life, we can easily slide down the slide of self-pity and victim mentality and just, you know, the enemy loves to help us go there, right? He just does, because once you're there, you are kind of stuck in the muck and mire of life. So the Bible is really, really powerful when it tells us to to renew our minds. Like, it says, renew your mind so you can be transformed. Like, that's what it says. Like, it doesn't say, you know, other things that people think transform them. It says renew your mind, you know? So, well, how do you renew your mind? You make your mind new. How do you make your mind new? You change your mind. You have to change your mind. Now, I change my mind sometimes by listening to very encouraging podcasts. Like, my friends up in Reading, I mean, they don't know me, but I call them my friends because, you know, I like them. But Igniting Hope Academy, Igniting Hope Ministries, which is Steve and Wendy Backlund. They have a podcast and they're so encouraging. These people, like, they just have the gift of encouragement. So if I am feeling like all the way head in the toilet kind of vibe, I turn them on and I listen to this. So it helps me come back into this area of hope, right? Look, we got to be real with ourselves. Like, these things happen. We need tools, right? You know, I've been recently listening to this book by Erwin McManus called Mindshift, and he's talking a lot about, like, you know, what we believe, and it's just true. I mean, I've been working on this stuff for a long time, but I continue to work on it, you know, and I think that having those kind of resources to really fill us up is super, super great, you know, and then also just doing our own things with the Lord, you know, communicating with him, my favorite thing, but also, like, sharing what I'm thankful for. Sure, I could sit here and just write it down, but there's something for me about, oh, I've quote unquote committed on social media with, I mean, who cares really, but nobody might care, but I kind of want accountability in this. And well, we all use social media anyway, so why not just do it on there? So I'm kind of committed to, like, you know, the 5 people that follow me. No, I don't know. I don't know how many people follow me. But, like, you know, like, the people that watch my stories here and there, I've committed to them. Like, no, I'm going to find something to be thankful for every day, even if it's kind of small, you know? And I think it's really helped me. So I'm not really doing the thankfulness thing because it's November, although I think that's cool. I'm doing it because my head was, like, in the toilet and I needed to get it out of the toilet. And so instead of just focusing on what wasn't going well in my life, I had to be intentional with what is going well in my life and focus on that and be thankful for that and even kind of shout it from the rooftop, you know, in a way.
you know, the five people that follow me on Instagram. Anyway, but, and I'm kind of kidding, there's probably more than five, but I just like to be funny. I don't even know if that's funny. Anyway, moving on. So I would just encourage you on this Thanksgiving week, like, you know, whether you're with family and it's hard, whether you're with family and it's super fun, whether you're by yourself with Jesus, like, whether you're with friends and it's a little awkward, honestly, it is what it is. You know, no one's life is perfect, but let's be thankful. There are things to be thankful for, and there's things to be thankful for every day, even in the muck and mire, even in the, like, realness of this wild journey we're on, you know? And so I'm just sharing what helped me, and I hope it helps you, because it is, you know, kind of a wild journey. Like, we can be honest, right? Like, I don't know about you, but, like, it's not all rainbows and puppy dogs over here. You know what I mean? Like, there are some situations, but also, like, in every day, I can look back and be like, that conversation, I'm so thankful for. That person, I'm so thankful for. The fact that I get to do this, I'm so thankful. And I don't know what it is. I mean, I've heard some scientific studies. It's obviously scriptural. You know, like, we could go on and on about all that, but you can talk to smarter people that have researched all that more than me. All I'm doing is telling you my own personal experience. My head was in the toilet, like no one's business. And then I decided I'm going to just find what I'm thankful for every day, and I'm going to post it on freaking Instagram. Not because anyone probably cares that much, but because I'm just going to use social media to, like, help me, okay, this time. And anyone who wants to go along with the journey, Cheerios, right? So I did that. I've been doing that for, I don't know, 22 days or so. And it's been really encouraging to me. So I just thought I would share it on the end of this little quick podcast, asking you to email me with your thoughts between the difference of the inner critic and self-hatred. Which one resonates with you most? Which one do you like to kind of hear about? Which one, when you see it titled on my podcast, like, oh, I'm going to listen to that. Is it the self-hatred? Is that the term that resonates with you more? Or is it the inner critic that resonates with you more? Your girl wants to know. So I'm asking. So my email me. It's Lindsay, LINDSAY, at Lindsay, my first name again, Snyder, SNYDER.com. So Lindsay at LindsaySnyder.com. Email me. I want to hear from you. Or if you're on Instagram with me, you can Instagram me, or Facebook, you can Facebook me. I like all those forms of communication as well. So that's it for today, guys. Happy Thanksgiving week. Be thankful for whatever scenario you find yourself in tomorrow. There are things to be thankful for, even if the whole thing isn't exactly what you want. Okay? Love you. Love you. Always love you. Bye.